Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of October 2018, and this is the 890th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's quite late, it's dusk outside, and I've just remembered I've left my bike out. I'm really enjoying this spring weather for cycling. It's such a joy to be out in. Very tempting to go on a longer trip, but not really on my agenda at the moment. But at least I can take my bicycle into town and work somewhere in town instead of working at home. Gives me a bit of a trip out, and it allows me to just be in a different environment and then bicycle back again. And today's been one of those days where I've bumped into people and had little chats with a real variety of people who have either been people I've known in the past but not seen for a long time. There was one person I hadn't seen for at least 20 years, and others who are engaged in really passionate, world-changing things. One in particular I'm thinking of, whose own life, I think her own experience of survival, of being a child who survived when everyone around her was killed, has led her into this kind of path of really passionately wanting to change the world, but not in a ferocious way, in a good-humoured sort of way. And I just take my hat off to people like that. Sorry, I've just got my heater on, it's a bit hot. And then getting myself some curry in South Hobart and having a chat there about all sorts of things, and coming home again. So I feel as if I've been really out and about, and although those conversations would probably at most have taken up 45 minutes between the five people I spoke to, they really enriched my day. And I have to remind myself that it is really important to get out and about. And in spring, people are out and about more than they are in winter. So that's been a very lovely part of my day. I've been doing the rest of my homework, or what I've been able to do for my course. I've now critiqued about half the people who have posted, and we'll probably do the other half tomorrow if they're all there. And then I'll concentrate again on this premise. In fact, I'm probably going to work on that a bit tonight as well. And do some doodling, do some drawing as the weekend comes closer. So it's a busy time at the moment, and one of the decisions I decided to make today was that next week needs to be offline, so I won't be podcasting next week. It's not really the podcasting that's the problem for me, but it is being online, because I find myself again addicted to listening to radio dramas, which just, while it's really lovely to listen to a bit of something while I'm having lunch or washing up, I then keep on listening, and I want to try and regain the self-discipline to not do that. So next week will be a silent time from me, and maybe you'd like it to be a silent time for you as well. I'm going to leave this as quite a short podcast tonight. I'm going to get my bicycle in before it gets dark and upload this before the chimp leaps along. I do hope that you've had a really good day today, that you've been able to work on whatever's most important to you, and that you've been able to feel focused about what it is that is most important. Sometimes I think it's the decisions that take up most of our time and are most exhausting. But finding that focus is a real gift. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.